Blog Talk Radio. now that you would just impart a baptism of fire for the pioneers, for those who would go ahead, for those who are brave and courageous and are going to take steps to go ahead. Lord, I pray that you would baptize them in your spirit and baptize them in fire. Lord, we know that we've walked by the fire so many times, we've walked by. But we just want to state to you today that we're not walking by the fire today, but we're walking into the fire. We're walking into the center of the fire.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. We're going to go ahead and open up with prayer. But before we do that, I would like to mention my sister Kim's grandmother. She is not doing well, and I think that her name is Adele.
Mm-hmm.
Adele Osgood. If we could please keep her in our prayers. We also would like to welcome each and every one of you all that are new tonight. I think Wilma said this was her first time coming in on Sunday, so we welcome you, dear sister. We're so glad to have you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Holy Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for each and every one of my brothers and sisters tonight that have come to the Lord's Hour. And we want to give you all the praise and honor and glory, dear Lord Jesus, for just giving us another opportunity to come tonight and to speak your holy word, Lord Jesus. And right now we just bind up any deception, any deceit, anything that comes against your word, holy Lord Jesus. We just bind it up right now. And we give you all the praise and the honor and the glory, for it's in your precious name we pray. Amen.
Yes, Holy Lord Jesus, we do thank you and we praise you, for you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we just lift you up tonight and we ask that you please just take over the program. Just let us decrease and you increase and you receive all the glory and the honor and the praise. And I stand in agreement with my sister Amy and my brother Shannon that we do ask that you bind up all lies and deception of the enemy, that we only speak what is true and what is of you, Lord. And we ask that you please give the people ears to hear the word that you bring tonight and help it to change lives. For it's in your precious and holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Father God, we thank you for another Sunday. We thank you for another Sunday to repent and get it right with you, dear Lord. For you're worthy of all the praise and of all the glory. We decrease so that you may increase, Father God. It's not about us. It was never about us. It's all about you and glorify your holy name. Please, Father God, let your Holy Spirit touch someone's heart tonight and this become an agreement as one. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And again, we'd like to welcome each and every one of you tonight to the Lord's Hour. And tonight we're going to do something a little bit different. Me and my brother Shannon and my sister Tammy were talking, and we really feel like that, you know, in this point in time where we're at, with, you know, it being so close to the Lord's return for his bride, that we really need to go back over some stuff that the Lord has revealed to my brother Shannon, and he has been very faithful to make YouTube videos and really get the word out to what the Lord has shown him. And, you know, it again, there's hope. And in all this stuff that you're going to hear tonight, you know, we do offer an answer.
Amen.
And a solution. And that answer is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Lord has been so faithful to give us so many warnings. But I really feel like, brothers and sisters, that these warnings are fixing to come to a head.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And, it, you know, the enemy is pressing down hard right now on God's people. And so we really need to be seeking the Lord right now in prayer and fasting and repentance in absolute holiness, because, you know, the time is here, and, you know, what we're going to do tonight is play each video. We've got 12 videos to play, but what we're going to do is stop after each one and talk about, you know, what the Lord is doing and what the Lord is revealing and has shown many people, including Brother Elvie as well. So, Brother Shannon, is there anything that you would like to say before we get started on these?
Just want to tell everybody, now is the time to really seek Jesus Christ and get extra oil in our lamps, because the enemy is out there. The other day we had a conversation on prayer, and we can hear the enemy growling and screeching through our lines, trying to discourage the bride. He's really out to attack us right now, so let's really, really put on the full armor of God. Amen.
Amen. Tammy, is there anything that you'd like to say?
Well, you know, I just want to reiterate what Amy said about the hope. You know, Brother Shannon, the Lord has given him very distinct warnings for all of us, and it is, you know, we know that people perish for the lack of knowledge, and there is a time and a season for these dreams and visions, and this must be the time and the season, because, you know, he gets them very often from the Lord, and it's all lined up with Scripture. But again, we need to know that the times that we are in and be prepared. And after these videos, too, we want to, if there's anyone listening tonight or that may be listening to the archives later that doesn't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, we want to share about that as well after these videos. Amen.
Amen. So, Brother Elvie, if you could go ahead and play video number one, the FEMA guillotines.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, whatever time zone you're in. I want to say that God loves you guys, and so does the body of Christ. I just want to share a dream, or should I say a vision, that God gave me a couple of months ago. And in this vision or dream, I saw boxcars pull up to these different cities. And there are boxcars already stationed at these cities. And in these boxcars were guillotines. They were waiting for further instructions on when to release them. And I asked God, what is this for? He said, this is for the tribulation saints that will be left behind, the lukewarm, the backslidden, those that didn't repent of their sins. They will be left behind to be tested through the fire and brimstone and even beheaded for testimony of my name's sake. God woke me up out of my dream, or should I say vision. And in that vision, I saw Obama. I don't really know what it means. I saw Obama. The first thing that came to my mind was, he's the future president. I don't know if he's the Antichrist. I don't know. I can't say. And I don't want to be around to find out. But God says, be ready. I'm coming back like a thief in the night. And I'm going to close with a chapter and a verse from Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. That ties in with my dream and vision that God has given me. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4 tells us, and I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But for the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. And that is the dream and vision God showed me. And this is the verse and chapter that he took me to. So, saints,
time that we pray more and be sincere about it. Repent. Ask God to forgive you of your sins, because he's going to search the hearts, the souls of those that say they are Christians. And if we weren't right before him, we could be left behind. I know we will be left behind. Love one another. Spread his word, because this age is coming to a close real soon. And Jesus is coming back for people that truly love him. And I want to be there, and so do you. So if you guys haven't seen me on Facebook for a while, like I have been, it's because God is working on my heart. He wants me to spend more time with him, get my family ready, and less time on Facebook. There are watchmen on the wall that are doing exactly what I'm doing. So God said, there's nothing missed, but I need you to focus on me and spend more time in my word and be ready when I come. This is Brother Shannon Johnson, a.k.a. Bold Soldier for Christ. Stay ready. No one knows the day nor the hour, but our Lord is coming like a thief in the night. God bless.
Amen, amen. And that was very powerful. And, you know, it's amazing to me. You can go now and you can just Google the FEMA guillotines, and there's so much information out there right now. And that is, you know, it's so serious, because it says in Revelations that, you know, those who refuse the mark, and I'm not quoting exactly, because I don't have it open there, but those that refuse the mark, you know, they're going to be beheaded for their faith in Jesus Christ. And, you know, those that get left behind, you know, those martyrs are going to be taken into these camps, and they're going to get beheaded for the name of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen. Brother Shannon, do you have the date on that video? Do you remember when this was?
Amen. Yes, this was the first time that the Lord revealed to me who the Antichrist was. If you guys noticed during the video, I didn't understand what it was all about, but I did see Obama. Mm-hmm. But boy, God was going to sure let me know through later visions and dreams that he was the one to come. And this dream was given to me back in April
25th, 2012. Wow. Amen. Amen. It was very powerful. Mm-hmm. And then the next one that, you know, goes into this, it's in our video number two. It's called the Healthcare Bill RFID Chip Left Behind, and it is also a very powerful dream. Brother Elvie, could you go ahead and play that one, please?
Hello, everybody. Once again, it's me, Bold Soldier for Christ, a.k.a. Bold, a watchman on the wall. I'm not a prophet. I'm just a man that God has called to warn the people about the coming storms that's getting ready to plague this planet like never before. And there's a reason why Kirk Cameron is on this picture, and we'll get to that right now. A vision God gave me, 12 a.m., July 10th. 2012. This vision is concerning the healthcare bill. Yes, everyone is talking about the healthcare bill. The time was around 12 midnight or 12:20, July 10th, 2012. I really don't remember. I always have dreams and visions around this time, as if God were telling me it has struck 12 midnight and the bridegroom has came for his bride. And anything after 12 midnight resembled the tribulation period. I don't remember where I was really, but it was during the tribulation period. I was at my job, doing my regular routine. But something was different. I could feel it. The supervisor was asking me about my productivity and said, why are my numbers so low? I explained to him why they were low, and he said, you can make it up. Just enter to the door and start your new job assignment. So me and my coworkers were heading to this other door, but for some reason, I couldn't open it. Then one of my coworkers told me to step to the side.
He had scanned his hand across the laser, and the door opened. That's when I realized I had been left behind for the tribulation period. They asked me, "Where's your RFID chip?" I told them I don't have one. And for some strange reason, I saw Kirk Cameron. I don't know why, I just saw him. Now let's back that up for a minute. I saw Kirk Cameron just for a split second. And someone confirmed to me the reason why I saw Kirk Cameron is because he's warning people not to take the mark of the beast. He's warning people. He's warning those that are left behind. Do not take the mark of the beast. Amen. What a mighty confirmation. I was confused. All I saw was Kirk Cameron, but somebody confirmed it to me. Thank God. Thank God. He's warning the people. Don't take the mark of the beast for those that are left behind. Well, back to the dream or vision. They started questioning me and others who had not received the mark of the beast or RFID chip. We made an escape to another building, but there were people there getting tortured. I mean, I could even describe the tortures these people were going through. It looked like this machine was pulling their arms apart, stretching their whole bodies out of place. All you could hear was this terrifying scream going on. We ran out of the door and hid into another building. We heard footsteps. People were talking about this healthcare bill and how it could be used for future purposes. I really don't know what they were saying. All I know is they were getting ready to demolish the building we were hiding in. They looked to see if anyone was in the building. They couldn't see, so the next thing we know, bulldozers started knocking the building down that we were in. That's when God woke me up and told me it's about to happen real soon. Sooner than most people think. Get your house in order. Repent of all your sins throughout the day. The healthcare bill is the mark of the beast. It's just a matter of time now before it goes full-fledged. He keeps telling me, repent. Repent of all your sins throughout the day, every second of the day, because the enemy comes with all kind of evil thoughts, lust, and we must quickly nip it in the bud. Ask God to sincerely forgive us, because we don't want to get left behind. I know I don't. Trust me. Terrible times are coming upon planet Earth. We must stay ready, pure, at all times. Don't believe in the once saved, always saved. That's nonsense. That's a doctrine from Satan himself. Yes, once we confess our sins into Christ and invite Christ into our life, we are truly saved. But we must stay saved. Yes, it's not a one-time event. It's a daily process. The race is not for the swift, nor for the strong, but for those who can endure to the end. What does it mean to endure? Endure means repent. Repent throughout the day, throughout the night, before you go to sleep. Amen? In Jesus' name. Trust me, dark days are coming. And I'm going to back this vision up with the scripture that God has given me. Revelation chapter 13, verse 16. He causes all, both small, great, rich and poor, free slave, to receive the mark on their right hand or their forehead, and that no one might buy or sell except the one who has the mark of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of his name. 666. If you don't know Jesus, I say this every day, please invite him into your life. You're going to need him. You're going to truly need Jesus Christ in these last days. There's not a day that goes by that I do not pray for anyone, even the lost, my family members, because it's right around the corner. The mark of the beast is here. It's ready to go. The only person that's holding you back is the restrainer, the Holy Spirit, the church. But once the church is removed, immediately all hell is going to break loose. And if you don't know Christ, today is the day to get to know him. Like Kirk Cameron, he is warning the people, don't take the mark of the beast. Don't get left behind. Stay pure. Stay seeking the Lord's face. Stay reading his word. Stay loving everyone. Fast. Ask God to give you visions, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of everything. He will reveal himself to you. But you got to really seek him. Not playing about it. You really have to seek him. So if you'd like to accept Christ in your life today, say this prayer with me. Dear Father God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that I'm lost without you. If I was to die right now, dear Lord, I would go to hell. But I believe and I confess with all my heart that you died on the cross for my sins, that you went to hell for 3 days only to be resurrected on that third day to be seated on the right-hand side of the Father. Yes, Father God, I believe that you died for my sins. You went to hell in my place. Today, Lord, I invite you into my life. No longer do I want to go to hell, but I want to live for you. I want to serve you for the rest of my life until you call me home. Hell is not for me. I believe that you died for my sins. No longer will I believe the lie of the enemy. Today, Lord, I will serve you until you call me home. I want to be ready when you come. I want to be ready. If you said this prayer with me, today you are saved. But remember, you must stay saved. It's not a one day and that's it. Don't believe that. Ask God to give you wisdom on this, like he has given me and so many others. You got to stay saved. You got to stay ready. Repent like it's nobody's business, because he tells us that he's coming like a thief in the night. No one knows when the thief is coming, but he tells us to be ready at all times. Don't be like the 5 foolish virgins who played in the world, who slept all day. And when the bridegroom came for his bride, they were left behind. God bless you. Until next time, Lord willing.
Amen. Amen. Brother Shannon, I thought that was very interesting. The first video with your theme of guillotines was right before and you knowing that it was for the tribulation saints. But in this health care bill video and what was going on in the dream, you were in the tribulation period, correct? You were being shown what was happening. And isn't it soon that it's mandatory or something with the help with the RFID chip? Isn't it soon, Brother Shannon?
March 23rd, I believe, that they're going to start it.
Mm-hmm. So that just shows us right there, brothers and sisters, how close we are again to the start of the tribulation period. And we know from the promises in the Bible that, we might see some of this at the beginning, but the Lord will take us home. Amen.
Amen. And I was just looking. I had watched a video, and I'm not real sure whose channel it was, but it broke down. It was reading actually the health care bill, and that, the RFID chip is in that bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the exact wording they use for it, but they use it as a life-saving device.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how they word it, and that might not be the exact wording of it. But, that is how, they are seeing this, and this is how they will push the RFID chip. And, again, the people who were on the elderly people who have Medicare and, you know, Medicaid recipients, many people, any kind of insurance, it doesn't matter.
Especially public assistance.
Exactly,
programs.
Exactly. They're not going to be able to get their medication or any kind of treatment, any kind of health care treatment, unless they get this, and you know, on the forehead or on the right hand, and you know, it's scary, but it's here, brothers and sisters, and that's, you know, that's the reason why we're doing this program like this tonight, is just to remind people that, you know, we're coming up on this thing in March, and we're entering into a really critical time right now, and anything that you hear tonight, please take before the Lord and pray about it, and, you know, get confirmation. Pray and fast about it, that the Lord, you know, reveals this to you very quickly and very clearly, because, again, you know, time really just, it goes fast. It goes fast, and even though we're waiting on the Lord Jesus to return, we have got to prepare ourselves for what is coming. Amen?
Amen. And Sidra's right. You know, there are, what is it, 2.5 million? I'm sure that's the correct number because it's really been pushed in India a lot now. At this point, it is voluntarily taken. But according to that, you know, once that bill passed, at least here in the United States, it's going to be a mandatory, and I'm sure there's going to be a while to get all this enforced, or maybe not, you know, but I wouldn't think immediately on March the 23rd they're going to be lined up somewhere, but it is
right.
here. It
right.
is here, people, and, you know, we have got to be ready. We've got to warn people, you know. Chew Thomas has some excellent information out there. Also, along with Brother Shannon's videos and stuff, but she's got some excellent written information about this chip, and I know Brother Elvie has warned many times about it as well, but we have got to warn the people that that's what it is, because like Amy said, you know, they make it sound so good, you know, the benefits behind it. You'll never have to carry cash. You'll never, all your medical information, all your financial information is tied to you. There'll be no more stealing of identity. You know, your kids will be chipped, and there's, and we won't have to worry about, you know, if they are kidnapped, we can track them down. You know, there's so many things that they put out there, the benefits of it. People look at that and see the convenience, because we're all about convenience. We're all about safety and our identity and all of that stuff, and they that's right, they'll seduce us. They do seduce us into seeing how great and awesome this is, and plus you have many preachers out there in the pulpits preaching that, oh, this is not the chip.
Yeah.
You know, this is not the mark of the beast. You know, they have these preachers, some of them, unfortunately, are either just blinded to the truth or they either have them in their back pocket. What do you say, Brother Shannon?
Hey, amen. You know, I think one of the main reasons why they say it's being pushed back because money. They don't want to let them know that it's here right now, because if they tell their congregation that it's ready to go, they're going to start losing their members. And, you know, it's all about money. But little do they know, like you guys said, the money's about to crash. So either way it goes, they're out, you know.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
You're right. And Brother Shannon, you know, you've said that. And I have always wondered, you know, even at some of the churches that we've been to and the one we attended so long, if that's why they didn't, you know, they would get right up to talking about the times we're in and the tribulation and how we need to, you know, they would get right up to the truth, but then they would pull back, you know, from going all the way forward and speaking the truth, because they always had this building ministry going on. They always, you know, this long-term plan of paying off and getting this, you know, multi-million-dollar building, because I always thought, well, if they knew the truth and how close we were, nobody would care about a building. Nobody would care about a building fund. Everybody would be repenting and on their knees and crying out and praying for their lost loved ones, and the world would be a different place if people truly would see the time that we're in. Amen.
Amen. And thank you so much, Heaven. And if you'll read that in the chat room, it says a class 2 device that is implantable, life supporting, or life sustaining.
And that's the bill language for the chip. So they do say it's a life-sustaining thing. And how they will use that is, you know, you have all your medical records, your allergies, you know, everything, all the medications mm-hmm. that you are currently on. So, you yes. know, that is something that, you know, is definitely, we'll say, life-sustaining
mm-hmm.
In case of an emergency or if you're a diabetic mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever it is. And they snuck it in there. They're sneaky and they're really good at, yeah. you know, we know this, how sneaky they are. So, you know, we've just got to really warn people, you know, stick flyers out if you can. Just put them anywhere, you know, just at your workplace if it's allowed. You know, just in the grocery stores, wherever you can. You can't ever tell who looks at it.
That's right, Kim. She just said life-sustaining equals no food or water unless you take the
chip.
There
you go.
And that's exactly right. Amen, Sister Kim.
Amen. So it's just, you know, we've really got to warn people still and really be prepared for this. And so the next video that Brother Shannon done was, it is about the foreign drones that are about to invade. And this is something we have really seen come up a lot here in the news here recently, and it's just really, you know, a lot of people are, you know, seem to be waking up to this a little bit with the drone thing,
mm-hmm.
I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's shaken a few people up, but, you know, we continue to pray that these people will be awakened by what is going on. So, Brother Elvie, if you could go ahead and play number 3, please.
Hello, everyone. Once again, it's me, Shannon Johnson, bold soldier for Christ, a watchman on the wall. I'm not a prophet. I'm just a man that's willing to be used by God Almighty to warn his people. God gave me a vision last night, and as of lately, I've been having back-to-back visions and dreams. But this one was about U.S. drones invading America. And who will be operating these U.S. drones? A foreign military will be operating these drones to spy on America. I can remember I was at my house, and all of a sudden I seen these drones, which looked like insects or something. They kept flying back and forth through my window, looking through my screen door. They can see everything I was doing. They're recording everything I was saying. And from what I heard, these drones can get a picture of your face from 50 feet away. They know everything I was saying. They knew everything what I was doing. I tried to swat them out the way, but like nagging gnats and mosquitoes, they just kept coming back. And I'm saying to myself, where are these drones coming from? I just can't seem to get rid of them. And I can remember in this dream, I was grabbing a flame torch to exterminate these insects, so-called aliens. But I heard someone say, if you destroy these drones, there will be a penalty and a punishment to pay. So there was nothing I could do. I couldn't destroy them. I couldn't get rid of them. Something told me to look into the sky. I saw this big warship. I mean, it covered the whole sky. It was flying over America as if it was getting ready to drop a missile or a bomb on America. And it seemed like that these drones were coming out of this big warship, something like you see in an alien movie, similar to a deception that's coming on the earth. And that's when God woke me up and told me that real soon, America is about to get invaded by drones. And the Antichrist is going to launch this attack on those that are left behind. Now, we know that the Antichrist is not God. He can't see everything and he can't be everywhere at one place. But through these drones, he will be able to monitor everybody from all around the world, There won't be no escaping. There won't be no hiding. You can't run. God is telling me this. I had this dream twice already. And we also know that America and the U.S. government has purchased, I believe, 30,000 drones for America. So this just confirms my vision. Folks, I'm telling you, dangerous days are ahead. America's about to fall real soon. And I'm going to share something God put on my heart back on July 4th, Independence Day, while everybody was out celebrating and getting ready to shoot their fireworks. These are the exact words that God Almighty Himself told me to post. Oh, America, your pride is about to bring you to your lowest point of all time. You have become a whore and a disgrace to God Almighty. You have turned your back on God for the last time. Since you love the God of this world, this is the God you will serve, and He won't have any mercy on you. And God is going to allow Him to do it. You will suffer like never before with His new world order. Enjoy your independence for the last time. After this one, there's no more. You are about to see real soon. And God took me to Deuteronomy 28, 49, 50, 52. And this is what the Lord has said. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flyeth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of old, nor shall favor the young. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, until the high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all the land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout the land, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. America is built up on pride. We've got the saying, no one can stop us. We have all the missiles in the world. But people don't realize that our own president said on the open mic gaffe that once he's reelected, he's going to hand the missile defense over to Russia. So what that's telling you and me, we are in trouble, folks. God is trying to get our attention. And the funny part about this is, God is going to allow this to happen. And people might say, why would God allow this to happen? You got to realize something. We've turned our backs on God. We laughed at God. We serve other gods with a lowercase g. We allow homosexuality. We allow all kinds of detestable things, and God is tired of it. So since you love these gods of the world, God is going to allow a foreign military whose language you do not understand come over and run you. They will not have mercy on you. They will beat you, chain you, throw you into prisons. And Guantanamo Bay has already got, I believe, a $40 million upgrade. For what? It's for terrorists. And who are the terrorists? Christians. Those that speak out against Satan. Those who speak the truth. We are considered terrorists. And as you see on this picture right here, those are not Americans controlling those drones. Those are foreign military police. And from what the uniform looks like, it's from the EU, the European Union. Old Babylon is getting revived one more time through Satan. And the Antichrist is going to control everything. He will be able to spy on you by the use of these drones and the RFID chips. Darkness is coming to America. I wish I were lying. I wish I could talk about something else. But God specifically gave me this to share with the people in America. Repent. Turn from your sin. accept Christ in your life today. If you are a backslider, once again, he's married to the backslider. Come home. Believe that he died on the cross for your sins. Invite him into your heart today. Tell God that you used to live a life of sin and that you was headed towards hell, but no longer is hell your destination. You want to be seated in heaven with the Father and the rest of his children that truly love him. Believe that he died for your sins. Believe that he went to hell in 3 days, only to be resurrected on that third day. If you confess and believe that with all your heart, today your destination is no longer hell, but it is heaven. But we got to live a life pleasing to God. Don't believe in the once saved, always saved doctrine. Once you're saved, you got to work out your salvation daily with fear and trembling. Repent throughout the day. Repent of unconfessed sins from the past to the present. The vision God gave me about I wasn't invited to the wedding, that was a dream for me and me personally. I had doors that were open from past sin. And I'm not ashamed to say what the sin was. It was pornography. I did not close that door. And I thank divine grace for allowing God to use her to tell me about that. So now those doors are closed shut. Thank you, Jesus, for having mercy on me. It's not his will that any of us perish. But we got to get it right. We got to get it right. It's about to rain. It's about to flood. And the doors of the ark are about to close. The pre-rapture is about to happen. If you don't believe in the pre-rapture, that's on you. If you want to stay here for 7 years of hell with Satan's new world order, with his drones, with his RFID chip, with his guillotines, with his martial law, be my guest. You've been warned. I've been warned. Take heed, please. And until next time, Lord willing, I love you guys. Stay rapture ready and stay about your Father's business. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's, you know, that revelation was very powerful, and I had also put into the chat room an interview from the Hagman and Hagman report. My sister Kim had sent it over to me, and if you guys get an opportunity, go over there and read that. It's very interesting and has a lot of really good information that goes right hand in hand with what, you know, Brother Shannon has been shown. And also, you know, it talks about how, let's see. If I can word it correctly, these cyber warriors that Obama has placed on the internet, and it is there. Evidently, he has placed them in, you know, a lot of your Christian forums that you can go to, and
probably on here tonight.
Yeah, and I'm sure blog talk radios, and you know, just to monitor things and to disrupt things, and so on and so forth. But again, go and read that article because it is very in depth, and it's a very interesting article. Amen.
Amen. You know, do you guys remember that movie Enemy of the State?
Yes.
With Will Smith, and I think it was Gene Hackman.
Yes.
But remember when the control that the government had, you know, they used the satellites and they went in and they attacked his finances and destroyed his reputation and who he was, and it just, when I was listening to this video, it reminded me of that movie, and you know how they're going to be using, you know, they use that one satellite and they could see down to, you know, every little detail on them. But now the technology is to use these drones. And like Brother Shannon said in that video, you know, the enemy cannot be everywhere all the time. So using these drones, he can keep tabs on people And someone posted in the chat room, you know, our own enemy, you know, the enemy within, you know.
That's right.
You know, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And we are a definitely a divided nation now. And we're seeing this stuff come to pass, but it's going to be so easy with the technology this day, how to totally control people's lives and the outcome. And just praise the Lord that we are, you know, we're not of this world. You know,
mm-hmm.
our hope does not lie on the things of this world, and we have a Lord and Savior that has promised to take care of us, to never leave us nor forsake us, and I just praise Him for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Carried by Grace was just saying that it was incredible how much trouble they had broadcasting that night, and I'm sure they did. You know, anytime you know you get in there and start speaking the truth, a lot of times you'll see these. And we've seen it many times here on the
mm-hmm.
Lord's Hour.
Yeah.
You know, the show will begin to start having problems, and, you know, that's why, you know, we got to be sure that the Lord puts His mighty hedge of protection and wall of fire
mm-hmm.
on these lines and in this chat room, because the enemy does. He comes up against us, and we just got to keep fighting until He takes us home. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Shannon, is there anything that you want to add?
I was reading the chat room what it says. Carried by Grace, that they cut their broadcasting. I just want to say, man, they are watching everything. I mean, they're watching us now, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
But we have our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ, and He alone will protect us if we just remain faithful to what He calls us to do, because the enemy's goal is to scare us and to not expose Him. But as long as we have the Holy Spirit and that extra oil in us, we have the boldness to speak what thus says the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's what it says, you know, greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And, you know, we do, you know, the Lord keeps our every step, and He knows all things, and the enemy can only do what God allows.
That's right.
And that's what we've got to look to.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. No weapon formed against us may prosper.
Amen. Brother Shannon, do you want to tell us a little bit about the next video about the rapture dream?
Yes. Well, I don't really have my description, so, you know, some of these dreams are old, but I was just happy to have my first rapture dream. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Elvie, if you could go ahead and play video number 4.
Hello, everyone. Once again, it's me, Shannon Johnson, bold soldier for Christ, a watchman on the wall. I'm not a prophet. I'm just a man that's willing to be used by God Almighty to warn the people. I want to share something a little different today. As you guys may know, all of my dreams and visions have been about end times, left behind, martial law, mark of the beast, the Antichrist. And I'm asking God, can I please have a rapture dream or vision? The last time I can remember having a rapture dream was back in 98. I can see myself being lifted up in the spirit, up towards the heaven, passing through the clouds. It was this gentle force, and it was refreshing. I can't really explain it. And I can just see myself looking down as I was being lifted up. And I'm asking God, please, show me a rapture dream. But whatever your will for my life, so be it. So after me and my wife and my daughter finished praying, I spoke to God in my spirit while laying down. Please, Lord, please show me a rapture, dream, or vision. And He spoke to me in a silent voice. I will show you. So it happened. September 17th, 2012. Midnight exactly. I believe I was at my job talking to my coworkers about God, but no one was really paying attention, so I began to voice my opinion a little louder. Do you know God? For some strange reason, we made our way outside. I looked into the sky and I saw this big blood red moon forming once again, surrounded by, I believe, smaller moons or an eclipse, as you see in this picture, just like the one in this picture, known as the Tetrad. I ask God, why do I keep having dreams about the blood red moon and eclipse? He told me that the tribulation is close, but that the rapture is closer. I asked my co-workers, do you see that? Look up into the sky. Can you see the moons? They are forming. To them it was like, okay. But the Spirit told me immediately to pray and repent, so I did. Before I knew it, I can feel my body begin to transform. I can't explain this feeling. All I know, I just seen this glow and this energy come over me. Something like I've never felt before. I can't explain the feeling. But the next thing I knew, I was awakened in the spirit. I looked around me and saw everyone and asked, did I miss the rapture? And that's when God told me, remember when you prayed and repented, when you saw the moons forming? I said, yes. That's when he told me that you must do so until I return, so that you may be counted worthy to escape what's to come. Repent, I tell you. You do not want to miss out on this wedding. So, although I had this rapture dream, God was telling me to always repent. We're not perfect, but we must repent of all sins throughout the day. And I'm going to give you guys the meaning of the red moons and the Passover according to Bible scriptures. Ephesians 5:27 tells us, and to present herself to him as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. The key word, repent. That's how we remain holy and blameless, a pure bride, when the bridegroom comes to rapture us. And 1 Corinthians 15:51-53 tells us, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when I saw my body begin to transform and glow, that's what God was telling me in his scriptures. And he also took me to Joel 2:30, 2:31, Revelation 6:12, and 6:13. These are the meaning of the eclipse sun and the blood red tetrad moons. Joel 2:30 tells us, and I show wonders in heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Joel 2:31 tells us, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into the blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. Revelation 6:12, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And Revelation 6:13, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. So before these moons begin to form and the sun becomes black as sackcloth, the rapture must take place first. These tetrad moons are supposed to begin in 2014 and somewhere between 2015. The great and terrible day of the Lord. But remember, the rapture must precede this. Thank you, Jesus. for being faithful and answering your children's prayers. That brings me joy and relief to know that one day soon the pre-rapture is going to happen and I can be counted worthy to be amongst one of the few to be raptured. That's why you always hear me say, Lord, if it be your will, I pray that me and my family are counted worthy to escape the terrible day of the Lord and be raptured up. Amen. Until next time, I love you guys. Stay rapture ready. Stay repenting. Stay reading God's word. Meditate on it. Fast if he asks you to. In Jesus' name, amen.
In order to make it into the rapture, we've got to be in complete repentance and in holiness and, mm-hmm. and seeking the Lord. And, you know, this is definitely the time you need to really be pressing into the Lord right now. Amen?
Amen.
Yes.
The video, Brother Shannon, reminded me of a couple of rapture dreams. My daughter had a rapture dream, and she had this, Amy, probably what, she was six? Maybe, and she's eight now, and about 2 years ago she had this dream.
Yeah, amen.
We live across from a memorial garden or, you know, the cemetery, but they don't have the headstones. It's just the flowers. And she said that it was on a Thursday because my mom and Amy was bringing the payroll stuff over. I do the payroll for the business, but Amy and Mama work in the business, and that's why she said it was Thursday, because Nanny and Amy was bringing the payroll over. So we were looking out the front window, and she all of a sudden we could see, or she saw in her dream, looking straight over at the cemetery, these huge, tall angels. She was saying, Mama, they were taller than our trees, and our trees was probably, what, 50, 60 feet tall. They were huge angels. She said the one was so beautiful, and there were smaller angels with this one, but she was beautiful. She had on a beautiful dress and long red hair, wasn't it, Amy, that she had? And she said that she watched the angel reach down into certain cemetery grounds and, like, grab, like, I guess, the bones and stuff, and like a person, like reaching down the ground, grabbing them and throwing them up in the air, and she knew it was rapture. And I mean, this was amazing little detail for a six-year-old, and you know, she just, it wasn't every grave, it was just, you know, to walk around and grab another one and throw them up in the air, you know, like throwing them towards heaven. And we were standing there watching that, and I kept thinking, well, you know, when she's describe that, it does say the dead in Christ shall rise first, so we
Amen.
Have a front view of the cemetery and the ones that might go if we're there. But I thought that was really neat. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, the children's dreams, too, you know, you have to pay real close attention to, because their little hearts are a lot purer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is amazing some of the dreams that I hear, that, you know, and visions and words being spoken by children.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's what it talks about in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
In Joel, you know, all the these people that are having all these prophecies and seeing visions and dreaming dreams, and you know, it's amazing. It's
mm-hmm.
amazing to see this and hear these stories coming also from these children. Amen.
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 Brother Shannon, is there anything you want to add?
Yeah, about the children, you know, the word says, out of the mouth of babe shall come forth the word. And
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of YouTube videos out with young kids having dreams and visions. And the latest one I saw was this young little girl, she was saying that the angel was getting ready to sound the trumpet, and you can just hear that pure and sincerity in her voice. You knew that was the Holy Spirit all over her.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Amen. It is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And the next video that Brother Shannon talks about is the coming persecution to Christians. Brother Elvie, if you want to go ahead and play the video number 5.
Hello, everyone. Once again, it's me, Shannon Johnson, bold soldier for Christ, a watchman on the wall. I'm not a prophet. I'm just a man that's willing to be used by God Almighty to warn the people about the disasters and darkness facing America and the rest of the world. God has put it on my heart to warn Christians, the true bride of Christ, that persecution is coming to America real soon. An American Holocaust is coming to America real soon. To what degree, I don't know. Only God does. But he's telling me to tell the people to be ready at all times. Be ready in season and out of season. You can wake up one day and they can take you to prison for your faith in Jesus Christ. They know who we are already. But we have one thing to be assured, that Jesus Christ will never leave us nor forsake us. A lot of people were looking for the rapture to happen on a certain day this month, and it did not happen. That does not mean that the rapture won't happen. It can still happen this month. Only God truly knows. I'm not a date setter. I can't set dates. The thing is, Christians don't want to face persecution. But you got to remember something, that Christians in third world countries face persecution every day. As I speak, Christians are being put in prison, put to death for their faith in Jesus Christ. They understand what it means to live as Christ and to die as gain. And all we can do is sit over here and shake our heads. But guess what? Persecution is knocking at our doorsteps. Persecution is here. Be ready, thus says the Lord. The bride is going to be tried and tested like never before to see how loyal we are to our Father. Like I said, to what degree, I don't know. But an American Holocaust is coming to America real soon. My sister Amy said it best. People were looking for the rapture to happen on Rosh Hashanah, and it didn't come. We are not ready. The bride of Christ is not ready. Be honest with yourselves. I'm not really ready, but I'm working on it. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, one day I will be ready. But none of us are ready. I want to go home in the rapture. I can't wait for the rapture. You're not ready. You're not ready. There are still souls that need to be wanted to the kingdom of heaven. And there's still some stuff in us that the Holy Spirit needs to take out before he comes back. Be ready for anything. In season and out of season. Persecution is coming to America. The American Holocaust is coming to America real soon. FEMA camps, guillotines, coffins, RFID chips are already set up. They are ready to go. I've seen American convoys in California as well as Texas. I've seen military helicopters fly over California. Military drills, downtown Los Angeles. It's here. Someone far worse than Hitler is about to come on the scene. Not only will he persecute and exterminate Jews, but Christians as well. And anyone that defies his new world order, his one world religion, his one world currency. Do you know Jesus? Have you accepted him as your Lord and Savior? You can do so today. Invite him into your heart. Turn from sin. Believe that he died on the cross for you. Went to hell. and was resurrected on that third day. Have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Remember, persecution is coming to America. Be ready. Be ready in Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless. I love you guys. Stay rapture ready. Stay saved. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, thus saith the Lord. God bless.
Amen. You know, I was sitting here thinking to myself, listening to this. Within, and I believe that video probably was around, I guess, I was asking, Tammy, around September, mm-hmm. because that's when, around the time Rosh Hashanah would have been. You know, we've seen so many people, and the persecution has not even started. We've seen so many people fall away mm-hmm. just yeah. from just having to wait.
Mm-hmm.
And people just even slowly going back into the world and just not wanting to wait on the Lord. And, you know, it's really sad. And, you know, a lot of fiery trials have come to a lot of us. And, you know, many people have even fell away then. So, mm-hmm. you know, people are really, you know, have been sifted and tried.
Mm-hmm.
And others have been purified.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's all within God's plan, but, you know, during these times as well, we need to praise God for the times that we have been, you know, sifted and tried and purified. It's been hard,
mm-hmm.
and we've seen many people fall away, but, you know, praise God that, you know, He has and will continue to prepare us. And like my brother Shannon was saying, you know, There's no guarantee that we're not going to see some hard times.
Mm-hmm.
There's just, you know, there's not. I don't believe that by no means we will be forced to take the mark when that comes around. But I do believe that, you know, we will be seeing some hard times and some persecution coming on and, you know, things of that nature. But, you know, we've got to really be seeking the Lord and, you know, Brother Elvis has mentioned for the past over a year now, I guess. It's been over a year since the Lord's hour's been on mm-hmm. to, you know, have food put away and, you know, have some things put up. We, you know, if this economy collapses and we've got, you know, me and my mother was talking yesterday, I think I've heard that most grocery stores have enough for maybe 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, but, you know, we just, it's better just to be prepared. We got to be prepared for anything and not think that we're not going to see some of these, this stuff come to pass. Amen?
Amen.
And, you know, I believe when the Lord gives us these dreams and visions is to help people get prepared, but when we know what's coming and it's not taking us by surprise,
yes,
there
yes.
will, it's a, when hard times come is when people wake up and they repent and they fall on their knees. And, you know, Brother LB and many others have been talking about this revival that we will see. I think even Shannon had a dream about the dream or vision about the revival in Kenya, if I'm not mistaken,
oh,
not too long ago. And we're seeing, you know, pockets of revival throughout the world, and I think that will continue, and I just praise God. You know, we hate to see bad times, but there's such good that comes out of hard times, more so with hard times than prosperity, because with prosperity and when things are good, people tend to forget the blessings
mm-hmm.
of God and the salvation and repentance and all of that stuff. But we need, as the Bride of Christ, to be ready with that hope. Because people will not have answers. There will be no answers for the times that we're getting ready to see. And like someone had posted in the chat room a few minutes ago, this will be so much worse than the Holocaust.
Oh,
and,
yes.
You know, no, we cannot imagine how bad it's going to be. But we are the only ones that have the hope, that has the answers to give them and lead them to Jesus. Because Jesus is our only hope, and we know that. And so we have to be ready, brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Shannon, is there anything you want to add?
Oh, no, just we don't know how this event and the rapture is going to take place or play out, so the Lord just says, be ready for anything at any given time. Just know I'm coming.
Amen. That's right, Brother Shannon. And the next video that Brother Shannon has done, it's called Obama Wins Re-Election. So, Brother LV, if you could play video number 6, please.
Hello, everyone. Once again, it's me, Shannon Johnson, bold soldier for Christ, a watchman on the wall. I'm not a prophet. I'm just a man that's willing to be used by God Almighty to warn the people about the darkness that has made landfall on America as well as the rest of the world. The Lord came to me in a dream this morning. He showed me a revival taking place in Africa and in Kenya, as well as the rest of the world. And the reason why this revival is taking place is because some kind of destruction or major quake is about to shake up the world that will bring peoples all around the world to their knees and accept Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. The Lord came to me in a dream this morning. For some reason, I was at my warehouse and I saw a stack of products, which was yogurt. It had collapsed on the floor. Someone had made a spill by improper stacking of this product. There were some new guys working with us from a foreign country. Come to find out, I believe they were from Africa or Kenya. I really don't remember. So I asked them what had happened, and they told me that the product had collapsed. So we were driving our forklifts through the warehouse. Come to find out, more product had collapsed and was damaged. It was a disaster area, and it would take months to fix it, if it could be fixed. So I asked the guys, who did it? No one wanted to blame anyone, so I said, let's go. Somehow, we ended up walking to a place where my co-pastor was. Don't ask me how that's just where the Lord had us go. But before we got there, I looked behind me. There was a long line. Thousands upon thousands of African or Kenyans following us. It seemed like they were happy about something as we were heading towards where my co-pastor was. But out of this group was a young American lady, but I paid it no mind at first. She was walking with us, and for some strange reason, she walked up and kissed me, but I didn't like it, and her spirit made me feel bad afterwards. So I kept my distance from her. So we finally made it to where my co-pastor was, and I asked him, did he have any money, and he reached in his pocket, and all he had was a quarter to his name. And I said, don't feel bad, all I have is a dollar to my name as well. But we were happy because we had Jesus as our provider. So we turned around and looked at all the people, and I said, we need help. Most of these people do not even speak English. How can they understand what we are saying? And that's when the Lord said, Kevin Marasi, and I believe Dr. Ohuwar, but I'm not for sure. And then I woke up and I asked the Lord to give me the breakdown of this dream. The damaged product that you saw in the warehouse that took months to fix is a major quake that will be coming to the world soon. And the yoga represents food, and the dollar that I allowed you and your co-pastor to see, which was a dollar and a quarter, will be the collapse of the world dollar. It will be worthless soon. The quake will be so devastating that food will become scarce throughout the world, and the product that you saw collapse is buildings. And the African or Kenyan people that were walking with you through the streets represents a great revival that is about to take place soon. People from all over the world, including the U.S. That's why you were there. People will fall on their knees and cry out to me, accepting me and acknowledging me as personal Lord and Savior because of this major quake that will take place soon. And the woman that you saw is a Jezebel spirit that will try and seduce my church in these last days. Beware of her. And the reason why I allowed you and your co-pastor to link up is because I'm sending my church out into the harvest fields to proclaim
the gospel to the ends of the earth. That's what Kevin Arasi and Dr. Ohuwa represent. A revival is going on over there in Africa. So I told you guys, in this dream, I saw the gathering of the people, African and Kenyans, which represents the multitudes. I'm going to give you guys the verse in scripture pertaining to this part of the dream. Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So the Lord is gathering up his elect, his people, his watchmen, his true bride, and we are going out to the ends of the world to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then shall the end come. Now we know that we can't go to Africa, but he has people like Kevin Morassi and Dr. Ohuwa that are over there ministering, proclaiming the day of the Lord of Jesus Christ is at hand. And I also told you guys in the dream that I saw this woman. She stepped out of line and she gave me a kiss, and the Lord was telling me she represents the Jezebel spirit. And I'll be reading from Revelations 2:19 on down. I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacred unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. So the Lord is telling his bride to watch out for this Jezebel spirit. She will come in these last days, and she will try to seduce us into worshiping idols and committing fornication with one another. And the Lord even allows this Jezebel spirit to repent, but she would not. And it goes on to tell us that they will be left behind for the great tribulation, except they repent. So I believe what the Lord is showing me here is that before the rapture, there's going to be not just a quake in California and other places, but there's going to be a micro.
Amen. I think we've lost the video. If you guys can hear me, could you put a 1 in the chat room, please? Amen. We must have lost some connection somehow in that video. Brother Shannon, I know that was one of the last ones. One of the last videos that you done. Do you want to kind of finish up on that end of what the Lord was showing you?
Yeah, I just wanted to say was I didn't really know what the Kenyans represented. You know, God gives you things in mystery, so you don't know until it's confirmed by somebody else. So when I posted the video on YouTube, a lot of people responded and said, you know, this is the same thing that Dr. Ohuwa was talking about as well on February 7th, and February 7th was the same day I posted this video, so I had no clue as to what was going on, and I sent the video to Kevin Morassi, and he emailed me back, and he told me he had a dream where he and Dr. Ohuwa were over there in Africa as well, proclaiming the gospel to the Kenyans to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen. Amen. And that was, you know, that was very powerful. I know somebody had put in the chat room that the big revival has been going on in Kenya, and amen, it has, and you know, Dr. Owar has just been used in a mighty, mighty way over there in Kenya, and he is a true prophet of God, and you know, it blesses my heart to see in places like Africa over there in Kenya, and I know so many other areas over there that they're really hungry for the Word of God and really, you know, seeking the Lord in repentance and really crying out. And they see so many miracles and signs and wonders there because, you know, they truly have a repentant heart and, you know, are truly hungry for the Word of God. And it is just a real blessing to sit back and watch these revivals that go on over in Kenya and those areas. Amen.
And it's not just, I mean, it's the healings too that go along. It is amazing when you see God move in such a mighty, mighty way and Jesus start healing the lame. You know, you'll see them, if you're watching these videos, walk across the stage, and then you know, the ears will, you know, for the deaf will come open, and the eyes, and they even showed, what was this one recent video about the little child that had leprosy, and they were right on the little child, and it looked so terrible, and then it followed up with, what was it, 2 weeks later, and you didn't even see all the stuff on. It is truly amazing, and HIV healed, you know, and God is moving in a mighty way, but look, you know, God's word says, if my people will repent and turn from their sins, I will heal their land. And look at how God has moved over there. You don't see people like that, you know, repenting here in the United States. You don't see a huge amount of people coming together to hear the Lord's words. You know, you know, if Dr. Owar came over here, I'm just wondering, could we even fill a football stadium?
Right.
Like, you know, that was for the Super Bowl, you know, and all these sporting events that us here in America are so drawn to. But then you have somebody that's so a true prophet of the Lord and speaking the truth and these signs and miracles. I just really wonder how many people would actually come. In America.
And it's funny that you said that, you know, we over here, we're so proud and arrogant, you know, we feel like, who is he? He's nobody different. That's our mentality now, and that's why God is getting ready to shake us up, you know, to get us out of that mental state.
Amen. It's just, you know, the United States is leading in this, you know, sin and iniquity, especially from Hollywood and what we see on TV. And, you know, recently, I think it was, may have been you, Brother Shannon, that sent me over something about the Boy Scouts.
Yes.
You know, wanting the troop leaders, they allow gays to be the troop leaders. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes. They want the Scouts to acknowledge homosexuals into their club now, and Obama has told them that it's okay now.
Amen. And you know, it's just, these are the very things right here that, you know, this nation is going, you know, is downhill and downhill fast. And you know, the judgment is coming, and I believe the sin and the stench of the sin has reached God's nostrils, and you know, this judgment is really fixing to be poured out upon the United States, but upon the world too. And like someone was saying a minute ago, Kenya as well, and I've seen that. I've not been able to sit down and watch the prophecy yet on Kenya, but again, you know, we're here in this time where we're really going to see these judgments being poured out all across the world. Amen.
Amen.
We've got another video that I would like to play, and it's an important vision from the Lord. And Brother Elvie, if you could play video number 7.
Hello, everyone. Once again, it's me, Shannon Johnson, bold soldier for Christ, a watchman on the wall. I'm not a prophet. I'm just a man that's willing to be used by God Almighty to warn the people about the darkness that has made landfall on America as well as the rest of the world. The Lord has been speaking to my heart as of lately. He's telling me that there's coming two types of famines, a famine for food and a famine for the Word of God. And the famine for food is coming real soon. The last report that I heard was that milk would be $6 for a gallon. And we know that many of us cannot even afford $6, let alone to pay that much for a gallon of milk. And I went to the grocery store about 3 weeks ago, and a gallon of milk was $6.17. And we know in the book of Revelations, it tells us that a day's wage will be barely enough to put a loaf of bread on the table. So the times are going to come when we will be working just to put a loaf of bread on the table. A whole week paycheck would be barely just enough to put a loaf of bread on the table. 2013, my spirit keeps telling me that it's going to bring some drastic changes in this world. 2012 is gone, but 2013, darkness is going to increase. Be wise in these last days and these end times. We warned people about the California quake. People were warned about the storm that hit the East Coast. Many didn't have food. Many didn't have water. And I'm telling people now, store food, not just in California, but worldwide. Get it while it's cheap. Prices are going to increase. Water is going to increase. Canned goods are going to increase. Baby formula is going to increase. Cereal, wheat is going to increase. Get it while it's cheap now. A famine is coming for the word also. But first, a famine for the food is starting. Inflation is starting to increase. Wheat prices have gone up dramatically. But this must happen. The Lord said that this is going to happen. So the bride who's been watching, this is no surprise to us. But it's a surprise to those who have not accepted Christ and have not been reading his word or heeding his warnings. Tough times are ahead of us. And we're going to need the word of God to survive. But store up some food now while you still have time, before the economy collapses, or before a major event takes place. Store up now. The watchmen have been warning people. Store up now. There's coming a famine for the word of God and a famine for food. And I want to talk about another famine that's coming to this world, and that is the famine for the Word of God. My sister Tamhu, whom we all might know on YouTube, the Lord had put it on her heart that she would no longer be giving warnings out to the five foolish. They have had enough warnings. And I said to myself, well, Lord, I don't think it's my time yet, because you're still telling me to warn the people. But the next day, the Spirit spoke to me, Shannon, close your Facebook. Do not go back on there. And I said, Lord, but you said we must warn them until we are exhausted. And the Lord told me, the time of exhaustion has came. And pretty soon, the man of sin will eventually close all internets down. There won't be any access to the internet. It's going to be hard to heed God's warnings on these internets, because a famine is coming for the Word of God. The best thing that you and I can do is stay in the Word. Read it while it's still available. Because I guarantee you, pretty soon, the government is going to confiscate all Bibles. And the only Bible you're going to have is what God has put in your heart. And the only way you can know what's in your heart is by reading His Word now. Warnings are becoming few now. I've haven't had a vision this week, as of yet. And the Lord is telling me, your visions are going to be few and between. I'm getting ready to put my bride into the safety of the ark. It's time to get into the safety of the ark, says the Lord. 2013 is going to be good for those who follow and love Christ and have accepted Him and are doing His will. And it's going to be bad for those who refuse to reject Him and follow the cares of this world and the enemy. The Lord is telling me, playtime is over. A famine is coming, and I'm going to allow the enemy to shut the internet down. They say, Shannon, can you please stay? I can't do it. You must warn the people, they say. I've warned over and over. The watchmen have warned over and over again. Noah warned the people for a long time until the ark was finished being built, and God told him to get you and your family into the ark. And guess what? Once he did it, flood came. So the Lord is telling me, you have warned the people. You have warned them like other watchmen. You have warned them. Now it's time to get you and your family into the safety of the ark. You must concentrate on your family right now, like Sister Tamhu said, and concentrate on the bride that are heeding the warnings. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I have to send my farewells to Facebook, but I still will continue to do visions and dreams as the Lord has allowed me to. And if for some reason He says post a link on Facebook, that's what I would do. But as of now, I can't go back. Facebook has become darkness. YouTube is becoming dark. Bickering and arguing. Over what? The Lord says don't argue anymore. You already know from what I've shown you. A famine is coming for the Word of God. We must get into the safety of the ark now, bride. My sister Amy, and Tammy, and my sister Erica Gonzalez and Sherry Anderson, they can also agree that pretty soon the internet will be shut down. We said this many times on the Lord's Hour. It's just a matter of time now once all internets are shut down. And the only reason why we still have access to this is because the bride and the Holy Spirit is still here. But once the bride is removed, that's it. There will be no more warnings. And I believe many other brides and watchmen are taking heed and are starting to put less time on the internet and more time with their families. It's very urgent. The rapture is going to happen any day now. The last video I gave you guys was about after the rapture, a false rapture will occur. That could be one of my last videos, unless the Lord says otherwise. But 2013 will not be the same. They have reached a fiscal deal until March. The enemy is clever. And we also know in March that they're supposed to start the implement of the healthcare bill, RFID chip. Isn't that clever? The enemy knows exactly what he's doing, but he can't do so until God allows him to. He knows it, and the bride knows it. 2013, saints, get into the safety of Jesus Christ now. That sand in the hourglass is down to its last grain. A food famine is coming across the world. Store up now. A famine is coming for the word of God. Eat the word now. So when they take these Bibles and these internet access away from us, we can still have it in our hearts and our stomachs. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the 7-year tribulation period will start. Repent, so that you may be found worthy to escape what's to come on the face of this earth. Keep oil in your lamps, extra oil. Ask for a double portion. Stay watching. Stay warning. Until next time, I love you guys. Stay rapture ready. A famine is coming for food and the word of God.
Amen. Amen. You know, again, we just wanted to do a review tonight of all the warnings that the Lord has given our brother Shannon. And we just wanted to be sure that we had one more opportunity to, you know, listen and just review, you know, what's coming and be able to talk about it, because we never can tell. There might not be another program for us to come on to talk about it. And we just pray that everything we've spoke about tonight, that you will please take before the Lord and get confirmation, because, you know, if you seek the Lord, he will truly show you. He'll show you the truth. And that being said, I'm going to let my sister Tammy talk about some things before we end tonight that the Lord has spoke to her about.
Yes, brothers and sisters, you know, the Lord has laid on my heart this week. I was letting Amy and Brother Shannon know that, you know, we knew that, I knew ahead of time that Brother Shannon and Amy were going to get together these videos, and I was just pondering on, again, with what we're seeing, you know, that there is hope for people that might not have Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and are listening to this program. I'm sure it would be a very scary program to hear, because not everybody is that's not walking with the Lord sees what's coming. You know, people that's not with the Lord probably sense that, you know, it's getting worse. I hear people at work talk about it, but in order for us to be saved from the coming God's coming wrath and destruction, we need to have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So I wanted to share with you tonight about salvation, and one of the the things this week is about Spurgeon. You know, he wrote in this devotion, he quotes Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, "He shall save his people from their sins." Many persons, if they are asked what they understand about salvation, will reply, being saved from heaven and or being saved from hell and taken to heaven. This is one result of salvation, but it is not the it's not one tithe of what is counted in the boon. And I wasn't sure what boon is, B-O-O-N, so I looked it up. It's benefit or favor. It is true that our Lord Jesus Christ does redeem all his people from the wrath to come. Again, he does redeem his people from the wrath to come. He saves them from the fearful condemnation which their sins have brought upon them. But his triumph is far more complete than this. He saves his people from their sins. Oh, sweet deliverance from our worst foes. Where Christ works a saving work, he casts Satan from his throne and will not let him be master any longer. No man is a true Christian if sin reigns in his mortal body. Again, that's not saying we're not tempted. It's just if sin reigns, and we want, you know, we know the Lord is about true repentance and holiness. Sin will be in us. It will never be utterly expelled until the Spirit enters glory. But it will never have dominion, again, once the Lord is our Lord and Savior and reigns in our heart. This will be a striving, there will be a striving for dominion, a lusting against the new law and the new spirit which God has implanted, but sin will never get the upper hand so as to be absolute monarch of our nature. Christ will be the master of the heart, and sin will be mortified. The line of the tribe of Judah shall prevail, and the dragon shall be cast out. Sin is subdued in you. Is your life If your life is unholy, your heart is unchanged. If your heart is unchanged, you are an unsaved person. If our Savior has not sanctified you, renewed you, and given you a hatred for sin and a love for holiness, he has done nothing in you of a saving character. The grace which does not make a man better than others is a worthless counterfeit. Christ saves his people not in their sins, but from them. Again, not in their sins, but from their sins. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. If not saved from sin, how shall we hope to be accounted among his people? Lord, save me now from all evil and enable me to honor my Savior. Amen.
Amen.
That is an awesome devotion and word, and I was just pondering on this and happened to flip through a Christian guide that's in my study Bible, and it just spoke volumes. You know, there's so there's second chances, brothers and sisters, in health and money and companionships, championships, education. But when man passes from this life, he cannot return for a second chance.
That's
your
right.
Religion must furnish you with proof that you have a right to demand it. If your religion does not promise you eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through him. It is too late once you go into another world. The forgiveness of sins must be received on this side. That's in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 and 31. So what is this assurance? How can we know for certain? John 1, 4 says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Luke 5, 24, "But in order that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." You know, today is a day of substitutes. Nylon is substituted for silk, margarine substituted for butter. There are many substitute offerings for salvation. People, please beware of this. You know, so many people, even in the church, can be in the church for many years and think service is salvation, and it is not. You can travel about on a sea and land to make one a proselyte, which is a convert. But when he becomes one, you make him twice as as much a son of hell as yourself. That's in Matthew 23:15. How can you lead others to Christ when you do not know Christ yourself? And that happens so many times, brothers and sisters. Salvation is not turning over a new leaf. Man does not get saved by reforming, saying, I will clean up my life and make a new start. For all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all of our righteous deeds are like filthy garments, and all of us wither like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away, Isaiah 64:6. How you turn to God from idols to serve a true and living God, 1 Thessalonians 1:9. Notice the direction. They did not turn from idols to God. This is a new birth, a divine miracle. Asserting one's manhood is not salvation. Men are dead in their transgressions and sins, Ephesians 2:1. Cannot throw back their shoulders and assert their manhood for righteousness. The cross of Christ does not call upon men to assert their manhood. The cross of Christ exposes man's degradation. This is part of the stumbling block of the cross in Galatians 5:11. It does not appeal to man's pride. There is no room for pride, brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. It apparently shows man that he can do nothing or anything for himself. He has no righteousness or decency to offer to God. Right thinking is not salvation. It is not cultivated and concentrated on, behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in my sin my mother conceived me, Psalms 51:5. It is not keeping a picture of your mother or your sweetheart or your wife in your billfold and looking at it frequently. It is not thinking high thoughts, Isaiah 55:8-9. How can you think high thoughts with a base nature? Denying the existence of sin is not salvation. God does not deny sin. Calvary is God's recognition of sin. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him, Isaiah 53:6. But the scripture has shut up all men under sin, Galatians 3:22. One of the first steps towards salvation is to recognize your sin, not deny it. To deny self is not salvation. The heathen are masters at this. They practice all kinds of, denial. You're not saved by crucifying yourself. It is not proven to yourself that you can do hard things. Sacrifice is not salvation. Dying for a cause, the supreme sacrifice, is not salvation. Discipline does not cleanse a man from sin. If that were true, then everyone who entered a penitentiary would become a Christian. Amen. Paying for their wrongdoings does not make a person a Christian, 1 Samuel 15:22. There is no side door into heaven. Jesus said, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved, John 10:9. He who does not enter by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbs up some other way, he is a thief and a robber, John 10:1. You cannot steal your way into heaven.
Yeah.
Christ, the Master, has asked us to do the Master has not asked us to do what he did not do constantly during his ministry upon earth. He says, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men, Matthew 4:19. His record is one of personal contact when he said to Andrew, come and see, to this assurance, to the penitent thief, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He is clear and concise about God's plan for salvation. He came to meet a human need. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners, Luke 5:32. Salvation is for sinners only. He came to be the sinner's substitute. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep, John 10:11. He came to do what no other could do. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me, John 14:6. He came to provide assurance to the trusting sinner. Your sins have been forgiven. Go in peace, Luke 7:48-50. James remembers empathetically the passion of his brother manifested towards the lost. He reflects this when he says, "Let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins." James 5:20. So tonight, if there's anyone out there that is listening to this program that, you know, had tried to come to Christ by another way, by any of these things that I just talked about that is not salvation, that you thought your good works could get you into heaven, or that you just didn't even know how to come to salvation, tonight we would like to offer the sinner's prayer. Brother Shannon has had it in his heart to offer this at the end of each show. Brother Shannon, if you can, real quickly, please.
Heavenly Father, have mercy on me, a sinner. I believe in you and that your word is true. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and that he died on the cross so that I may now have forgiveness for my sins and eternal life. I know that without you in my heart, my life is meaningless. I believe in my heart that you, Lord God, raised him from the dead. On the third day, he arose to be seated on the right-hand side of the Father. Please forgive me for every sin I have ever committed or done in my heart. Please, Lord Jesus, forgive me and come into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior today. I need you to be my Father and my friend. I give you my life and ask you to take full control from this moment on. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight, and I pray that the Lord blesses you and keeps you, and may his face shine upon you. Good night, brothers and sisters. God bless.
Amen.